Callaway on the Rise, WIFC.
How you doing, guys? Dave Callaway from Callaway on the Rise on 95.5 WIFC. You know, diving into the podcast biz and trying to do one of these things, it's so weird because I think a lot of people there trying to, if you're a broadcaster, you end up doing sort of a little bit of your radio show on the podcast. And for me, I think what it is it's something where you just can't get to it on the radio. Been doing a radio show for a long time, been in radio for 40 years. And then when you get into podcasting, now we're at a point where we've got material that just wouldn't fit on the regular show. And that's why today, just wanted to pass on a couple of bits of info about COVID-19, what I've gone through, what I'm seeing other people go through. And then ending on a very positive note, which is Kevin Nealon. Kevin Nealon, one of my favorite cast members of Saturday Night Live, talking about how it is to do a comedy show online when you don't have an audience right there in front of you, and he brings the funny. And so Nikki Montgomery and I, we had a great chat with Kevin Nealon, formerly of Saturday Night Live, so that's on the way. The COVID update, shall we talk? I had COVID-19 in September, and it was a couple of weeks where it was really intense, and then, yeah, there was a few things I had to deal with after I got through those 2 weeks. But when it came on, I was just going to tell you kind of what my experience was, is that I was going through my regular routine. I was keeping my circle small, which I had always heard that that's a good thing. And, you know, what that means is you're, not being around a lot of people, you know, just my wife. And then we'd go to work. We are broadcasting actually at our broadcast facility. And then the other thing I would do is I would go do some TV over at TV9. And even that, I mean, when we do that, we do it outside. We do it in the parking lot and do my part of that show. And then that was it. Mask to the nines. We're all wearing masks. And so that was going on. So when it came on, the symptoms were fever and chills immediately. The fever, I started getting a temperature. So I started paying attention to that. And my wife, she was the one keeping actually a journal of what my temperature was whenever I would take it. The other thing that I was doing also was an oxygen monitor, so a blood oxygen monitor. Have you seen those? Little thing that goes on your finger, and it will measure what your oxygen, your blood oxygen level is. And I'd always heard that you need to have it up at least to 95 or above, or you might have some issues, and that might be telling you, you know, what's happening with your blood situation and whether, you know, you're getting some oxygen or not. So going through all that, fevers and chills first, and then I completely lost all sense of taste and smell. And that really affected my appetite. Didn't want to eat anything. Drinking water was okay, but even then, I really didn't want to do much of that either. And so that was really very, very strange. And that lasted for quite a few days. And then besides that was the shortness of breath. I think the hardest part of COVID-19 and having it is if you have a shortness of breath problem, that it could get very serious. And it's gotten serious enough that I've had an aunt that has gone into the hospital, and she's not doing well. And so the ventilator issue and not being able to get enough fluids down, that's where you're seeing these people who end up having to go to the hospital. Fortunately for me, I didn't have to go to the hospital, that I was able to kind of handle it all at home, but it got bad enough that walking across a room would make it so that I was winded. Yeah, I needed to take a break. Going up a flight of stairs, yeah, I had to sit down after I did that because I had such shortness of breath. The thing that helped that was terrific. My helper sort of thing that I did that would take care of that was singing lessons. So I had asked some singers to help me out because I thought this might be a way that I can kind of get my lung power back. And so I started doing singing exercises, and it really actually helped. And I still do those singing exercises to this date because it really helps warm up everything, warms up your pipes, warms up your voice before you end up doing, you know, a long radio show, you know, like a 5-hour show. So that's what I did. And after a couple of weeks, temperature got to the point where I went 3 full days with no temperature and started feeling better. My sense of taste and smell came back really hardcore. I mean, it was really intense when it did come back, and then finally sort of evened out to normal. And then, the whole thing just really, shortness of breath started, you know, coming back where I could breathe properly and breathe in a full breath and do all that. So now I'm at that point where, here we are in October and feeling just a lot better. Got the shortness of breath problem taken care of. can breathe in full breaths. The rest of the symptoms, all those symptoms have gone away. So what I would say is that for those of you who do get COVID, or you know somebody who might have COVID, is first of all, get tested. For some setups, that takes a while. Others, pretty fast. So just check around and see where you can get tested, and then get all over that and see what you really have. If you have COVID, then, get on it. I mean, just make that your priority, that you have to take care of that, take care of you, in short order. If you ever have any questions about any of that stuff, I mean, you sure can message me. A lot of people end up doing that on Facebook Messenger, so I'm all about it. Also, because of the COVID stuff, I wanted to tell you about a couple of things that are going on and things that are not going on. There was a couple of things that were canceled, and one of them, I wasn't surprised, it was the Dining in the Streets event happening in downtown Wausau. They'd been doing dining on Wednesday nights, and they would open up the streets and put tables out in the streets, and all the area restaurants were getting a chance to actually do what they do for a living, which is cook up fantastic food and feed it to you, but they were just doing it outside. Well, weather, and then the COVID situation, it's just made it so it's not possible to do that anymore. So Dining in the Streets has been canceled for the rest of the 2020 season. The other thing that got canceled that I'm really bumming about is the Very Joe E. Christmas concert. This thing was scheduled for December. We'd been doing it for years. A lot of like the best of a lot of bands that would get together and form this terrific Christmas get together concert that was so fun to be part of. I would play percussion in the band with Joe Ellis and Dan Cable on drums, and great singers. I mean, great backup singers, horn sections from like Hip Pocket and all that. So it was really, really a lot of fun to do. But they have canceled it for this year because of everything happening with COVID. Also, Joe Ellis has said if there's any alternatives that come up to help out with Toys for Tots, because that was really the charity we're trying to help, that we can get all over that. And we'll let you know. If we find anything else out where we can do something, then yeah, we'll gladly pass that on. So how about we end on a really good note today is an opportunity to talk to Kevin Nealon from Saturday Night Live fame. Had a lot to talk about as far as trying to perform in front of a non-audience or audience. What is it? Because he's doing his comedy online. So would you still say that's in front of an audience or not? That's a little confusing. But anyway, we chatted about that. He brought the funny, and it was a great conversation on WIFC. Kevin Nealon.
Well, out here in California, we have a little pandemic going on, COVID virus.
You think?
Yeah.
Heard about it.
Have you heard? You might have heard about it. So I've been kind of quarantined and locked down, and it's amazing what you kind of discover about yourself when you spend, time like this with yourself.
There you go. In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. I'm sure you've experienced this. You reevaluate your life and, what's important to you. And, spending time with my family has been very important to me. And that had been slipping away when I was working on the road so much, And I didn't realize how much I was gone. And then I also started, focusing on other areas that I still write comedy and put together my stand-up act, but I'm also gotten into painting. And I have an Instagram account called Kevin Nealon Artwork, where I post all my caricature paintings, and the people are loving it. I love doing it. It's kind of like stand-up. It's like you take something and you exaggerate it, and people love it, and they laugh at it, and it's kind of an outlet.
It's going to be weird to go to an art gallery, and then we're going to see something from, Kevin, and we're going to go, Kevin Nealon, what? What's his stuff doing here? What's happening? It'll open up a whole new avenue. It's like, are you putting an album out, and you go into the music store, what's... Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon does everything. It's your next show.
I know. Here's the thing. I do a lot of stuff. I mean, I do almost everything, but I'm not good at any one thing.
Even better show.
Yeah. But I'm missing my son. I miss my son because he started school last week. He went off to this private, we sent him to this private $45,000 a year school kitchen. I'm trying to make the most out of our money, and I'm trying to sit in on some of his classes. He's in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And so, I took a digital photography class the other day. I like that. It's a little early for me. It's at 8:30 in the morning. But I sit in just off screen so they don't see that.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm skipping algebra tomorrow, but next week, next Friday, I have a guidance counselor meeting I have to do, which is a lot cheaper than therapy.
Nice.
Right. I love that idea. See, what I'm wondering is that, you know, this thing that you're talking about, live streaming, will it be kind of like when kids go to school? Is that how we come to see you?
I don't think it'll, I think it's a for now thing. It's kind of a second best, you know, if you can't have a real thing. It's like an inflatable doll.
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah. Exactly what I was picturing. Yeah. Is it weird? Are you looking forward to it? Are you a little apprehensive, you know, about this kind of setup and doing things like this online?
Well, I'm not apprehensive about it. I thought it was a good idea. I know it's going to be a little different. I will be able to hear some laughter. They've kind of learned, as they've done a few of them, that, you know, comics really need to have something to feed off of. So we could unmute maybe 30 people, and then I could work off of that laughter, because that's part of the timing of a comic, is hearing the laughs, and, you know, it's kind of like, it's the food, and I'm actually excited about it.
You know, that's the thing, that mute button is going to hit kill us, or it's going to save us, because for comedy, I would think, if somebody had the mute on, and they've got a great laugh, and you can't hear it, it's like, wait a minute, that joke worked in Salt Lake!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's the other thing, too. I kind of know, you know, maybe half is material I've tried before and half is new. So with the tried material, I know what kind of generally works. And I know, the timing to wait for that. Even though I don't maybe not hear that much laughter, I'll still wait. It's like I open up for Brad Paisley in the parking lot outside the Nissan Stadium in Nashville last month. And there's 600 cars, and people were outside of their cars with masks on. But, you know, it went way back. It went like a quarter mile back. So you really couldn't hear that much laughter.
That's our new world order, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be weird.
Oh, man. Hey, Kevin, for you, are you, one of those superstars that just... You've had enough accolades. Are you tired of those? I have a couple I would like to share with you. I mean, if you can handle it.
Well, I never get tired of the accolades, but, I don't. A friend of mine, this DJ, I do in Austin, a radio personality down there. We go out for lunch, you know, after I give his show. And I've been seeing him for years. And he said to me last time I went to Austin last year, he goes, you know what I noticed about you lately? You're not getting recognized as much. And I thought, you know what? I never thought about that because it's been gradual, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I don't get recognized as much.
So,
and now it's even less because I have a mask on.
Yeah. Know?
But I was at CVS the other day with my mask on and a hat and sunglasses with my son, and the guy behind the counter goes, are you a movie star? You look like a movie star.
Well, it's almost like he threw an anti-accolade at you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't get recognized as much anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's actually annoying. It's an annoying level of fame I'm at right now, where people recognize me, but they're not sure where, and it's like becomes a guessing game for like a half hour. Wait a minute, don't tell me. Do you shop at my grocery store? Are you my? You know, are you one of the fathers at my son's little league game? Wait a minute, are you my OBGYN?
Yes, I talked to another actor who said that is airport syndrome, where people see you in an airport and they're like, "Oh, I think I might know who that person is, but I'm not really sure."
Yeah,
because people never look the same when you see them in an airport.
Yeah. Are you Mackenzie Phillips? Yeah. You know, yeah.
Are you my father?
Right. Yeah. 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 All of that. Well, my accolade for you. First of all, I wanted to know, can you give us a little update on you on YouTube? You've owned YouTube with some great hikes, which I never thought I would see. Kevin Nealon hiking with people. Please, more of that. But you can't do that in smoke and fire, probably, out in California.
No,
but we don't have the smokes and fires. I think it's more like you can't do it with the COVID-19 now.
Okay. Yeah, even though you're outside and all that. I mean,
and there's a lot of mask Nazis out there, too. You know, people are very... And I'm all for masks, and I think everybody should wear them everywhere. But, I mean, you know, if you don't have a mask on and you're socially distanced, people always don't, you know, believe that you're socially distanced enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, 6 feet is, I think it's good, 6 feet distance. And I think the older the person is, the further away the distance should be.
Mm. Yeah.
My friend's father is 94, so... He's in New Jersey, and my friend's here in L.A., and that's perfect distancing right
that's
there. That is a great distance.
It is. So agree. Big time. You know, and another accolade for you, Kev, is that you know when you got an A game going, and I could just sense that you felt that when you were on Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan Needs a Friend, because you kept going and going and going. And you know where I heard you? Out in the middle of South Dakota. There's nothing to listen to out there. We listen to podcasts, and so I love that podcast. You killed it. when you're on that podcast.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, you know, it's funny. South Dakota is the only state I've never been to. I will get there eventually. At least I've been there. My voice has been there, so that's good.
But yes.
With Conan, you know, and I, we've known each other for a long time, so we have that kind of like brotherly love, you know, where we kind of, you know, pick at each other a lot and kind of, you know, he used to be a writer in SNL when I was there. And, you know, we've written a film together and I've done his show a zillion times. So we're very comfortable with each other. And we kind of are tired of that format of, you know, question answer thing. And we, you know, my goal is always to, you know, not ever get to a question that's been pre-established, like in a pre-interview. And just to kind of nitpick at each other.
I don't think you ever let him get to one. I think, yeah, he never got to a question with you. It was great. I ate it up. Kevin, I know they're beeping us and we got to go, but you're the man, and we can't wait to see the Behind the Mask comedy special.
Yes, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, guys.